Okay, now this is side two. And I have more news for you, too. As I said, I left here on Saturday, but Sunday, I got a new girl in. Now, they had been promising me a new girl for at least 2 months, right? And she finally came in country Sunday, and Linda picked her up and brought her here, so I didn't get to see her until yesterday. And that's what you would just howl. She's really a riot. I think she's a real sweet person, but she reminds me of a galloping Marjorie Maine. Do you remember Marjorie Maine in the movies? You know, gun-toting Annie Oakley. That's a bit down the homely side. She's a big gal, and she's tall and chubby, to say the least. But I think she's solid, you know, like a truck driver or something. Anyway, she absolutely has no class or style or grace. She's just like a clodhopper. But I haven't had a chance, really, to sit and talk with the girl. Her name is Carol McCaffrey, and she's Irish. No offense, Duchess. And she likes to be called Mick, M-I-C. I think she's 27 years of age, but she doesn't act it. However, she's had a very interesting background, and I've only heard pieces of it, but I know, I heard at least. Now, I have not been able to discuss these things with her because I had a great deal to do yesterday, and today I let her have off, and so I'll probably get to it in a couple of days. But I understand she was a nun for 2 years, at least this is what I heard, and she gave that up. And then she worked with special services in Alaska teaching Eskimos. This is something I never heard about. I don't know. And she's had a lot of crazy jobs, you know, but interesting things, but crazy. But what I can't understand, Duchess, if she's that old and if she's had that much experience, then how come she comes in as an NAF5? You know, she's only a 5 rating. However, I told her right away that if she was qualified for a 7 and could show me that she was capable of doing the work of a 7, that I certainly would try to get her a higher grade. So she said that this would be very nice and she appreciated it. But I have to see that just because I'll have to go and fight with CPO people because they should have graded her a 7 to begin with if she was entitled to it. But they're so inefficient over here, just so completely and totally inefficient that everything is a struggle. Anyway, here we are now. I have 2 girls. But what is going to happen, and Betty McKinney told me on the QT that Linda will be getting transferred in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month at the latest. So actually, I won't be any better off, Duchess. I'll be worse off for the simple reason that Mick has no training in this whatsoever. I'll just start to get a training, just a couple of weeks, and I'll take away Linda, who now has a great deal of training. I mean, you know, I've been training Linda for 3 months, so they'll take her away, although Linda is not qualified to run a club. So I don't think she'll get a club of her own. See, they're real short over here, and a lot of 7s are acting 9s, and 5s are acting 7, and all this stuff. But I don't know where she'll go or who she'll work with. But so actually, I get the dirty end of it because I train one girl, and you know they'll give me a new girl to train. Well, they think I'm a good trainer. I don't train well. I don't think. I know an awful lot, but I find it very difficult because I have to restrain myself. I don't have the patience, and there's so much to learn, and it takes every day, you know, going over things and over things, and I think it's going to be a bad situation in the day Linda leaves, because I'll have to do 9/10 of it now, and that's what I had to do when I first came, you know, I had to do it myself, and I slowly got Linda broken in to the point where, you know, it's not as bad now as it was in the beginning, but when she leaves, it'll be the same thing all over again. But what can you do? I'm sure I won't keep 3 girls, you know, myself included. because there are too many other clubs working with one or two girls. Let's see, what else? Oh, I got a call today from Major Brooks, and he assures me that we will be getting two trailers in about 2-3 weeks. Let's see, today's 11, 1, 2, in about 2 or 3 weeks, we should have one or two trailers. See, the 9th Infantry Division is going home, and they're going to confiscate a couple of trails from them. So I'm real excited about that, because this hooch is real crazy. You know, I mean, it's so dirty, and it's so inconvenient, and the only thing is, I hope the trailers we get will have latrines in them, and I hope they're going to be air-conditioned, but I have a feeling they won't be. I mean, I have a feeling they'll be kind of beat up and probably no air conditioners at all. But if they get two trailers, Duchess, then I'll have a trailer all to myself, and that'll just be heavenly. I mean, it really will. So I'm kind of anxious to see what we get. You know, we could get nothing but shells of a casing of a trailer. On the other hand, we might get one that's fairly equipped. I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see. But I wish they'd hurry up and get them, because I'm anxious. But it would be just, I can't believe that I'd have a trailer of my own. Maybe. Because, see, if the two girls are here when the trailers come, those two, the other two, will have to share a trailer. And me being the honcho, I get one to myself. So I think that's just scrumptious. Yesterday, I had your tape waiting for me when I arrived home from Vung Tao. And I played it, and it was a most enjoyable tape, most enjoyable. That was a tape where Eileen had been visiting, and as a matter of fact, Hazel Hinchcliffe had been visiting, and Yuan told me all good things had been happening, and everything sounded well, and as I said, I was real pleased to hear from you. Well, a couple of things I was going to mention about the tape. I was so tired last night, because I worked from, you know, 8 in the morning to 10 at night, and I really was beat. And on top of that, I stopped over at Bill Carter's. I don't know why I bothered to go over there. I took the new girl over, thinking she hadn't met him or a couple of people that were there, but she had met him earlier in the week. And we didn't stay that long, because Bill was getting drunk, and I can't stand him when he's drunk. There were about 6 officers there. Then the idiot went out to get a pack of cigarettes, and he drove his Jeep right into a ditch. He did. He just turned the whole thing over right in the ditch about 8 feet outside his door. I'm telling you, he's crazy when he gets drunk. Anyway, they had to take a couple of cranes and pull it out, and the crane got stuck in the ditch. It was a real mess. I just left it and went home. In fact, today at lunchtime, when the driver was backing up, we were in a Jeep, and he backed up and landed in the ditch. He could have thrown us all out of the vehicle, but it didn't tip or anything. He just backed into the ditch, and then he pulled it out in four-wheel drive. We've got ditches all over the place. Got mud all over the place, too. Anyhow, so, what else? What were you telling me all those good things on the tape? Oh, yeah, you have my stock check. In fact, I have 2 small checks I have to cash. I had a uniform allowance check. I didn't cash them. Maybe I'll go to Longbourn tomorrow. I have to hand in some papers. If I think of it, I'll go to the bank and cash my checks. And what else? Oh, Anne had suggested to me a while back that there were 1 or 2 courses available we could take if we were interested in. These are courses dealing with the special services in the Army, you know. And I had sent in for one, and I got a booklet on it today. I think I have to fill out something. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look at it. But this would be a correspondence course, and it might be interesting. She said they would be nice if we take them because they're related to our work, you know. And this is from, I should look at that, Duchess. It's from the Adjutant School of Fort Benjamin, I don't know, Indiana? I don't know, someplace. I got it over there. Anyhow, if I ever get registered, perhaps I can get started on that. I'm not real enthused about it because I don't have that much time. I don't have any time. But we'll see. Ricky Cole. I almost forgot. Ricky Cole, who was the same level as Anne. She's a GS-10. Anne's an NAF-10. But they were the two two assistants to Betty McKinney, you know, for third and fourth corps, and I'm in the fourth corps. Anyway, Ricky went home today, and she lives in Manhattan, and she took your name and telephone number. So if you get a call from a gal named Ricky Cole, you know who it is, Duchess. Ricky is going to spend a few days in Japan before she goes back to the States, and she has a new job waiting for her at Savannah, Georgia. She'll be running a service club down there. And Ricky is one of the funniest people in the whole world. She really is. She's been over here over 2 years, and she was the very first person to come to Vietnam to run service clubs. And she's very, very funny. She has a tremendous sense of humor. But when she was going home, she remembered she lived very close to me, you know, and she said, hey, why don't you give me a phone number and I'll call? So I said, okay, if it's no inconvenience to you. And so she said she'd be only too happy to. So you shall be getting a phone call from Miss Ricky Cole. And I told her to stop by, you know, but she only has about 18 days or so from the time she leaves Vietnam to the time she has to report to Savannah, Georgia. I think she has to put the, let's see, today is the 11th. She has to be put there on the first of August. So that doesn't give her much time because, as I say, she'll spend almost a week in Japan before she even gets to the States. Anyway, I didn't want to forget that in case you get a phone call. What else? So many things have been happening. Oh, I'll tell you, I'd be so busy, Duchess, with this new gal. She's funny. She's big and clumsy, and, you know, she's an excellent swimmer, and I'm sure she could chop a tree down quicker than I could wink an eye. I don't know what she weighs, but she's very muscular. But as I say, I don't know how bright she is. I'll let you know. This is almost a year, isn't it? I was real happy to hear all the news. I'm so glad Eileen stayed with you, and I know how much you enjoyed it. Tell her hello, and same goes for Ruth and all the people that you mentioned on your tape. Tell them I'm fine, doing well. Oh, be sure and tell Mother hello, too, or any of the other people you might get the hold of, Duchess, but don't make any extra efforts, you know. I can't think of a thing before this one's out. Bye-bye, Duchess.